Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 46. Chance of rain tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 33.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Authorities responded to an unresponsive man on U.S. 69 Highway in Cherokee County. Julio Flores has more.
Someone called the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday about a male reportedly in a wooded area at Southeast Star Road and Highway 69. Sheriff Henderson said they found him in the area of a truck parking location where DOT inspections used to take place. They, along with Baxter Springs EMS, responded and determined the man to be deceased. Authorities say there was no evidence of foul play, but a coroner will perform an autopsy. I'm Lou Valeris.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash that happened Tuesday in Cowley County. A vehicle was heading north and another south around 9:30 p.m. when the two collided on U.S. Highway 77, a mile north of Kansas Avenue, east of Ark City. The investigation is continuing. The Garden City Public Schools Superintendent, Dr. Terry McCarty, has resigned. Deputy Superintendent Josh Guyman has been named interim superintendent. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly met with members of Kansas Task Force, or KSTF-1, to recognize them for their deployment to Florida and North Carolina to assist in recovery efforts after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Governor Kelly said she was pleased to proclaim March 12, 2025 as KSTF-1 Hurricane Response Day in the state of Kansas. She said that the men and women of KSTF-1 perform their duties with the utmost bravery, and their extensive training and experience prepared them to assist the residents of Florida and North Carolina in a time of need. KSTF-1 consisted of 36 individuals from 14 different agencies across Kansas, and they were first deployed to Florida after Hurricane Helene on September 24, 2024, and then later deployed to North Carolina on October 1, 2024. The first KSTF-1 was demobilized on October 7, 2024, and a second KSTF-1 was deployed to Florida after Hurricane Milton on October 6, 2024, and that was demobilized on October 13th. The objectives of their missions included search and rescue for individuals, providing basic life support, medical care, transporting humans and animals to the nearest location for secondary air or land transport, providing shore-based and boat-based water rescue, setting up field hospitals, search efforts on foot and ATV, and supporting local agencies. Kansas State Fire Marshal Mark Ingholm said that training is the cornerstone of an effective response to a hurricane, and this team was equipped with the skills, coordination, and confidence that was necessary. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have approved funding to implement the SNF Clinic Quality Improvement Program in 43 nursing homes across Kansas. This initiative aims to enhance staff training, improve resident care, and elevate overall facility performance through an advanced electronic learning and management system. SNF Clinic is a web-based platform that provides nursing home staff with easy access to essential education and care resources. And the program ensures residents receive high-quality, person-centered care by equipping healthcare professionals with the necessary knowledge and tools. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Civil Money Penalty Program Manager, Rebecca Hendrick, said the implementation of SNF clinics in Kansas nursing homes represents a significant investment in the well-being of Kansas's elderly population. She said that by prioritizing education and quality improvement, they ensure that staff members are fully prepared to provide exceptional care to residents. Long-Term Care Consultants, LLC, the developer and owner of SNF Clinic, has collaborated with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and 20 states to provide this system to thousands of nursing homes through the CMP grant program. This federal initiative reinvests penalties assessed against nursing homes into programs that directly benefit residents, reinforcing a commitment to improving long-term care standards. The Kansas SNF Clinic project is scheduled for 3 years with regular progress and performance reports published on the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Service website at kdads.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the Fiscal Year 25 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully enhance the competitiveness of the specialty crop industry in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 31st. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the Kansas Request for Applications document from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/grants. Specialty Crop Block Grant Program funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value and acreage of specialty crops in the state. And in 2025, Kansas will receive approximately $330,000. In Nebraska news, a juvenile has been cited for false reporting after multiple law enforcement agencies responded to a kidnapping in York, which turned out to be a hoax. The York County Sheriff's Office reported that at around 6:30 on Tuesday night, they received a report of a kidnapping in progress at York Mobile Plaza, after an individual reported that a child they were babysitting was taken by a male in a van with the words "free candy" painted on it. The sheriff's office said the juvenile was able to provide a direction of travel and physical description of the alleged kidnapper. However, the sheriff's office said it was later determined that there was no kidnapping and that the juvenile babysitter was just seeking attention. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture reported that bird flu was detected on Monday in a backyard flock in Dawson County. According to the state, in 2025, 4 backyard flocks, or about 219 birds, have been impacted by bird flu, and other cases of bird flu have been reported in Kearney, Nance, and Saunders counties this year. So state veterinarian Dr. Roger Dudley reminds poultry producers to practice good biosecurity with their flocks, including minimizing exposure to wild birds. In January, the Lincoln-Lancaster County Health Department reported that bird flu was found in the city's wastewater. However, there have been no human cases of bird flu reported in Lancaster County. On Tuesday, a Lincoln judge ordered that 46-year-old Joshua Hamilton be held without bond after he was charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child, an 8-year-old child, with a prior sexual offense. Court documents showed that Hamilton assaulted a girl at least 4 times in late 2022 and early 2023, and the assaults happened at Hamilton's home near 27th Street and Capitol Parkway. Police said the victim reported the abuse in March 2023 during an investigation into the death of her infant sibling, where multiple children were staying at Hamilton's home and would sometimes be left alone with him. And that violated the conditions of his parole for a 2008 conviction of third-degree sexual assault of a child. An arrest warrant was issued for Hamilton last week, and he was booked into the Lancaster County Jail on Monday. Hamilton is due back in court on April 8th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual state agency job fair hosted by KansasWorks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 19th. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas's state agencies have provided thousands of Kansans with fulfilling careers in public service. So for those who are beginning the search for a professional career or those looking for a change of scenery, he encourages them to consider a purpose-driven role at one of Kansas's many departments and see what the state of Kansas has to offer. There are nearly 500 open agency positions located all across the state that range from entry to senior-level careers, and the virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating agencies. This month's virtual state agency job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating agencies, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And for more information and to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation of Logan, Kansas has named 228 high school seniors from 43 Northwest Kansas schools as winners in its 50th annual scholarship competition. In selecting the award winners, the scholarship committee considered proficiency in verbal and writing skills and other important factors that include academic records, test scores, and community service in which the student may have participated. 35 Hansen Scholar winners were selected, and the stipend of $6,500 was granted for 1 year and may be renewable for 3 additional years. Renewal of scholarships is based upon continued regard for the principles which guided the success of the late Dane G. Hansen, a 3.0 or better grade point average at the college level, and a progress update describing progress towards educational goals. This year's winners locally include Peyton Bailey from Norton Community High School and Tyler Stewart from Norton Community High School, Michael Vanderbeen from Phillipsburg High School. The foundation offered 70 scholarships for Hansen student winners, and these awards are for $4,000 and may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. This year's winners locally include Marisa Hempler of Norton Community High School, Colin Simmons of Norton Community High School, Callie Ledig of Phillipsburg High School, Rowan Granberry of Norton Community High School, Ella Juneman of Norton Community High School, Colton Stover of Norton Community High School, Hannah Kennedy of Phillipsburg. For students interested in seeking competence through career and technical education in one of the pre-approved schools in Northwest Kansas, the foundation scholarships awards that are for $4,000 may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. The winners of the career and technical education scholarships include locally Josiah McDougall from Decatur Community High School, Cameron Atkins from Hill City High School, Serenity Desire from Hill City High School, Alexander Hamel from Hill City High School, Caden Lowry from Northern Valley High School, Taylin Savage from Decatur Community High School, Evan Walt from Hill City High School, Garrett Billups from Hill City High School, Kay Dinkle from Hill City High School, Siler Rohr from Hill City High School, Tatum Lentz from Northern Valley High School, Serenity Porter from Northern Valley High School, Delaney Sides from Northern Valley High School, Brenna Brown from Norton Community High School, Eli Jones from Norton Community High School, Rhett Katz from Logan High School, Damian Gregory from Phillipsburg High School, Caden Hudson from Phillipsburg High School, Amaya Michael from Phillipsburg High School, Gavin Braun from Norton Community High School, Ella Clark from Norton Community High School, Riley Lanier from Norton Community High School, Carmen Manns from Phillipsburg High School, and Seth Keaton from Phillipsburg High School. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they will close a six-mile portion of K-23 in Sheridan County starting Monday, March 31st. The closure is necessary for the reconstruction of the highway from County Road 70S, or CR-406, north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie, and during construction, motorists will be directed to follow the state route detour on I-70, US 83, and US 24. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the road to reopen in late October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty or chef salad with whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beef tamale pie, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 81 and breezy with a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 47 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, rain is likely mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 68 with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. And on Friday, the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Friday night, rain is likely mainly before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour on Friday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 57 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday it should be sunny with a high near 66. On Monday, sunny with a high near 80. On Tuesday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 73. And on Wednesday there's a chance of rain and snow. Otherwise it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50 and breezy. Currently with fair skies it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 72%, the wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour, the barometric pressure is 29.75, the dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis. Maximus Martin continues to earn weekly honors for his prolific performance over the weekend as the K-State Junior was named the Brooks Wallace Award Player of the Week by Collegiate Baseball Foundation on Tuesday. The national award, which honors the nation's most outstanding shortstop, is the first in Martin's respective career, while he is the first ever K-State player to earn the weekly honor. The Brooks Wallace Award is presented annually to honor the nation's top shortstop as a tribute to Brooks Wallace, a slick fielding shortstop at Texas Tech from 1977 to 1980, who passed away at 27 after a courageous battle with leukemia. Martin turned in an incredible 2.714 OPS after launching 5 home runs and tallying 12 RBIs in the Wildcats' 3-game series sweep of William and Mary over the weekend, now leading the Big 12 with a season-high 1.735 OPS. Martin raised his batting average to 524, the third highest in the country. He became the first player since 2018 to drive in 8 RBIs in a single game. Kansas Information Network Sports Time, Spencer Dupuis.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.